joining us right now to help us learn about how this is going to impact us on the local level is Lisa Dalpays from the Akron Canton Airport. Lisa, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you coming on. I'm sure this is not a relaxed morning for you and the rest of the administration at the Akron Canton Airport. My question is, are you guys up and running now? Are flights leaving the ground, or are they still on the ground?
Yeah, so thankfully around 9 a.m., the FAA was able to reestablish all of their hardware and systems, and they were able to get the planes back up in the air within a few minutes. So most of the impacts that we saw were in our early morning flights. So we have some originating flights here. So luckily the airplane was here. We just had to wait a few hours to get them out. So there were three of them in particular that were delayed, not canceled, and we've been seeing those start to depart from the airport.
So do you think that you guys will be fully up and running and back to a normal schedule by this evening?
We could probably expect some delays, because even if we got the aircraft out of here and we're getting aircraft landing, some of those flights that we were hoping to see earlier this morning arrive here, they're going to be late. So that's got a domino effect. But for the most part, we're not expecting cancellations. It seems as though the airlines have really done a great job of making sure that folks are safely on the planes and heading out. And so that's definitely something we anticipate. The airlines will reach out to travelers and notify them of any changes in their schedule. We, of course, as the airport, always recommend that travelers download their airline's app on their phone. That way they get real-time push notifications.
Well, that's great. And I just had Tanya J. Powers on from Fox News Radio, and she said the same thing about if you are traveling, even, you know, before or after this whole debacle, you should have the airline app or a texting number so you get all of the live notifications. So just to be clear for people listening, it is at this point the airline's responsibilities to either delay, cancel, or postpone flights.
Yeah. So the FAA's issue earlier, if you talked about it with Tanya, was that their NOTAM system went down. And that's something that airports put out to let the airlines know how the conditions are at the airport, whether it's weather, construction, whatnot, a runway. So having that in place is of utmost importance. So, of course, we didn't anticipate any airline would fly without that, because safety is the number one concern.
Yeah, safety is the number one concern. And you guys have never experienced anything like this, have you, with the NOTAM system going down the way that it has?
Not in the 9 or 10 years that I've been here. I'm not aware of this happening before.
Okay. Well, I woke up to this morning, I'm sure like many other people across America, and I was like, what in the world is going on? I know how hectic it can be to be in an airport for, you know, 3 hours, let alone every flight that is coming in and out is now grounded and unable to take off. What time this morning did you guys start getting word of all of this happening and start to have to ground flights and whatnot?
Around 6 a.m., and so that's something. The outage happened overnight, so our team is 24/7. So operations had word, and they knew what they should be doing in terms of the NOTAM system. And our airlines did not proactively cancel the flights. They allowed folks to go through screening and wait for their flights to eventually take off, which was nice, because then it didn't delay people quite as much.
Okay, well, that's good that it didn't delay them quite as much. But do you have many that are completely canceled? That, all right, your flight is canceled, you're either going to have to rebook it or whatnot?
Nope. So as of right now, there's no cancellations. That might change for the really late flights. Again, that domino effect, it just kind of depends what's happening in the larger airports like Chicago. When they get jammed up, it takes a little bit to get those aircraft where they need to be. But at this time, nothing's canceled, and we're thankful that it appears that everything that was supposed to depart this morning has departed. It's on its way. It's either landed or almost landed. so people are able to get where they need to go.
Well, there you go, right? That is the most important thing that we need to know, right? If we're heading to an airport, whether it's Akron, Canton, or someone's listening to this and they're heading to another airport, they just want to know, if I get to the airport, am I going to leave today? And at this point, it is up to the discretion of our local or of our airlines, right?
Absolutely. And they do a fantastic job of reaching out to customers ahead of time and trying to find solutions for them if there is going to be a change to their status. So, again, just check with your carrier before coming to the airport, and you should be good to go today.
Now, did you guys find out any other way? Or, like, I mean, we've all been keeping up on Twitter and the news and whatnot. That's how we know, you know, what's happening. Are you guys finding out through the FAA tweets that, you know, flights are resuming or flights are paused? Is that how you're finding out? Or do they have a system where they're letting you know, obviously, before they put it out on social media?
Yeah, luckily we're very fortunate to have great partners in the FAA. Our control tower is actually FAA. So they're right here on site. They're great partners communicating with our operations team. That's what they do 24/7. This is no different. It's just a different subject matter this time around.
All right. Well, Lisa Dalpays, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's an extremely busy morning for you and everyone at the Akron-Canton Airport. Hopefully no one has to suffer a cancellation, but if they do, I'm sure it will be taken care of properly. Thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thank you.